This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. Today is April 1st. 3 months have gone by. A lot of people are saying April Fool's jokes. A joke is that you haven't done anything in 3 months. It's been 3 months since the new year. What have you done? Have you improved? Have you either lost weight? If you're trying to get muscle, are you gaining muscle? Are you getting stronger? Are you making more money? Did you learn a new skill? Are you educating yourself on something? Are you improving yourself overall? Because if you're not, then yeah, April Fool's, that's a joke then. It's reality. 3 months gone by fast. Next thing is going to be 6 months, 9 months, and then the whole year of 2024 is gone. And what have you done? Seriously, ask yourself, what have you done? If you haven't done anything in these 3 months, then what are you doing? You already wasted 3 months of your life. You're not getting those 3 months back. If you haven't done anything, if you haven't improved on yourself, that's on you. If you have, congratulations, and my hat's off to you. Because most people haven't done anything with their life. They're doing the same thing over and over again the last 3 months. What a waste of 3 months of your life. This podcast is not just to listen to. This podcast is for you to actually do something with your life to improve, to be the best version of yourself. Physically, mentally, and financially. It's called Change Your Mindset for a reason. For you to be different, to where you be better than everybody else, for you to improve. And it's not one of those podcasts where you just listen and laugh or just think about things or just listen and not do anything with your life. This podcast is for you to improve, for you to know what's going on in the world, and for you to improve on yourself and be a better version of yourself and to stop wasting your life. These 3 months went by quick. It felt like the new year started yesterday. But here we are 3 months later. Happens that quick. And that's how quick this year will go by. The next thing you know, the next year, and the following year. Soon enough, your whole life is already almost done. And what have you done to improve yourself? It's a serious question you gotta ask yourself. Stop wasting your time. If you were distracted in these last 3 months, it did nothing, shame on you. That's your fault. You should hold yourself accountable. If you're on social media, if you're watching TV, watching the news, or just doing whatever you had to do in these last 3 months, shame on you. This one's on you. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and hold yourself accountable because you did this to yourself. You didn't improve. Well, at the beginning of the year, like everybody else says, new year, new me. It's BS. No one continues throughout the year. They say that for a couple weeks, maybe if anything, a couple months, and then they fall off. And that's it. People just talk. No one actually has no action anymore. People have no respect in what they say anymore. People say things, but they don't do it. Like I made a podcast, National Quitters Day was in January. A couple weeks when new year started. Because that's when people quit and give up. And the rest of the year, they just waste because they're not trying to improve themselves. Very few people improve themselves throughout the year. And those are the people that succeed in life. Those are the people that become great because they actually walk the walk. They don't just talk the talk. Because everyone talks. Everyone can type things in on social media or make a text and say they're going to do this, but they don't. People are lazy, complain. People just have no respect for themselves anymore. That's a lot of people in society nowadays. At the beginning of the year, I started the accountability coaching. It's for people to be accountable, for me to hold you accountable. If you have done nothing in these last 3 months, I would highly recommend you join it, for I can hold you accountable, because you have no excuses anymore. If you couldn't do it by yourself in these last 3 months, then that's on you. Maybe you're just the type of person that needs somebody to hold them accountable, and that's fine. No problem. We're all different. But like I said, you need to improve no matter what. Whether you do it yourself, and if you haven't done it the last 3 months, then probably you cannot do it by yourself. But if you need someone to do it for you and help you, keep you accountable, by all means. I've said it before, it's a dollar a day. It's $34.99 for a month. What is a dollar a day to you to improve yourself? Whether it's losing weight, educating yourself, reading a book, getting stronger, faster, whatever it is, improving yourself. A dollar a day. That's an investment in yourself. What is that to you? These 3 months are gone. 3 more months are going to go by. And by then, where will you be at? We have improved? Or are you just going to be doing the same exact thing over and over again? Wasting your life. Wasting this one precious life you have been given. But most people do nothing with their lives. If you would have started at the beginning of the year, having me being your accountability coach, 3 months would have gone by. And let's just say, for example, if I held you accountable on what you're eating, making sure you work out, and you lost 1 pound 1 week. Each week you lost 1 pound. At least 1 pound. In 4 weeks, in 1 month, you lost 4 pounds. In 3 months, you would have lost 12 pounds already. 12 pounds. Think about that. For some people, that doesn't sound like a lot. 12 pounds, that's something to acknowledge. Because meanwhile, the average person probably gaining 12 pounds within those 3 months. That's the truth. It's frustrating that people don't want to change and improve themselves. Why? Why do you not want to get better? Why do you not want to improve? People just rather go on social media, watch YouTube videos, watch movies, watch the news, do all these distractions instead of improving themselves to improve their life. It's very frustrating, but to each their own. But to the people that actually want to improve, by all means, it's time to go to work. I hope there are people actually listening to this podcast and actually improving and bettering their lives. Because those people have my utmost respect. Because I respect people like that. People are actually willing to get things done. Have goals. Have ambition. Those people. Very few of them have my respect. Because nowadays, society has a messed up mindset. That's why everyone's so depressed, lonely, has anxiety. There's so many issues with people nowadays. Because no one wants to improve. Because life is too tough. And guess what? If you think life is tough right now, it's only going to get tougher. I guarantee that. Think one time society was a lot easier. Life was a lot easier. Can you remember a time like that? Maybe when you were getting free stimulus during COVID, you're getting free money, and you were able to be at home and not have to work. Maybe some people thought that was a great time. Others hated it because they couldn't do anything. They couldn't go out and work out. They couldn't go and talk to people. They were prisoners in their own homes. But maybe to some people, those were easy times. Life was easy back then for them because they had to do literally nothing. Some people, they want it like that. Some people rather be lazy and not improve and rather have handouts. Some people just rather not do anything at all and be spoon-fed. There are people like that in this world. But I can guarantee those people will never get ahead, will never be anybody in life. And this is going to waste their life. And this is why I push people, if you're listening to this podcast, to improve, to get better, be the best version of yourself. Change your mindset. 3 months gone by. 3 months. What have you done? Ask yourself that. If you improve, more power to you. You have my respect. If you haven't, that's on you. You're going to be like everybody else. Just another person walking this planet, waiting to die, wasting their only life they were given. That's a damn shame if that's what you're doing. 3 months from now, where will you be at? This time, are you actually going to hold yourself accountable and improve these next 3 months? Or do you want to be your accountability coach and you want me to hold you accountable for you can improve these next 3 months? That's up to you. That's a decision you have to make. But whatever it is, whichever it is, you need to improve no matter what. Guarantee you, times aren't going to get any easier. It's going to get tougher. And I repeat this over and over and over again until it gets stuck in your head. You see how messed up society is. You see how upside down this world is. Criminals run free. Governments support other people, immigrants, instead of their own citizens and taking care of their own citizens. They take care of illegal immigrants that don't even belong here. So if you think it's going to get easier and you think the government's going to take care of you, you're wrong. You are greatly wrong. If they don't even take care of their own citizens, what makes you think they're going to take care of you? It's the honest truth. If you're not in shape, if you're unhealthy, diabetes, things are going to get worse. Fast food places are going to continue putting these chemicals in their foods to kill you. Here's another article that a friend sent me from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, people would consider healthy, somewhat healthy food because it was real food. But guess what? Not anymore. So Chick-fil-A announces that they would be transitioning their chicken from no antibiotics ever, NAE, to no antibiotics important to human medicine, NAIHM. This means they will allow some antibiotics to be used in raising their chickens, but only if the medications aren't crucial for human health. The reason behind the switch is to ensure a steady supply of chicken that meets their quality standards. So like I said, fast food is still going to be bad for you, no matter what. You need to make your own food. You need to eat natural food. You need to take care of your body because things are getting worse. Like I said many, many times, if you take care of your body, it will take care of you. Your immune system will take care of you. One of the best examples of this was during COVID. A lot of people that were affected by COVID that were actually hit them the most were people with weak immune systems because they couldn't fight off the virus. People that had stronger immune systems were able to fight off the virus because people with strong immune systems take care of their bodies, whether it's working out and eating right. And their body took care of them and fought off the virus. People that couldn't fight off the virus with weak immune systems, people that had diabetes, people that didn't work out, people that ate nothing but junk food, processed food, that was killing them. That actually triggers worse things to happen to you. So, decision's yours. What are you going to do about it? Are you actually finally going to improve? And not waste your time anymore. We all have the same amount of time in a day. 24 hours. It's no excuses. Saying, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to learn something. I don't have time to make more money. We all have 24 hours in a day. Stop using that excuse. You can't use it anymore. You need to improve. You need to get better. 3 months, 2024, are gone. We have 9 months left. What are you going to do with these 9 months? You need to improve. Don't be like everybody else. And at the end of the year, end of 2024, be, man, I wasted 2024. I did nothing with my life. I didn't improve. I just wasted 2024. But 2025 happens. Same exact thing. New year, new me. This is my year. I'm going to do something with my life. You're not. It's going to waste that year as well. Once that year is wasted, 2025, same thing again. 2026, new year, new me. I'm going to make this year my year. Happens over and over again. And that's reality. That's what happens to the average person. It's a non-repetitive cycle of not improving, working a job, hating their life, and doing nothing. Next thing you know, we're all old, and then we all die. And that's it. Sounds depressing. Sounds depressing for the average human. This is why society is so messed up nowadays. My message is probably not popular for most people. But my message is for people to improve. Whether they like to hear or not, that's my message. I'm always going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because what you want to hear will not improve you. You will not get better. But what you need to hear will improve you, will make you better. Unfortunately, most people will not tell you what you need to hear. They will tell you what you want to hear because they want to be your friend. They want to be on your good side. They want to be buddy-buddy with you. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to improve people before they can get better. That's my goal. That's why I do what I do. Change your mindset. For those of you that actually did something in these last 3 months to improve yourself, hell of a job. You have my respect, and I'm proud of you. Keep going, keep improving, keep getting better every single day. Sky's the limit. For those of you that haven't done anything and wasted these last 3 months, look in a mirror. You're failing that person looking back at you. You're not failing me. You're not failing anyone around you. You're failing the person looking back at you in the mirror. And that is the biggest heartbreak. Failing yourself. So don't waste the rest of 2024. Go out there and improve. That's going to be it for this podcast. As always, truly appreciate every single one of you for taking the time out of your valuable day and listening to the podcast. Thank you as always. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for being a Patreon member. Like I said, if you want me to be your accountability coach, hold you accountable every single week, join. Join the Patreon, and I will make sure you improve. I will make sure you will get better, because you have to, no matter what. No excuses anymore. So if you didn't improve these last 3 months, highly recommend you join. Because these next 3 months, if you join, you will improve. And you will improve the rest of 2024. Guarantee it. But as always, please like, subscribe to keep up with the latest podcast episodes. And please share this podcast if you found it valuable and you think it can help somebody else as well. As well, you can help grow the podcast more than I can by myself. Truly appreciate it. Thank you guys, as always. I want you to improve. No matter what, you have to improve. No more regressing, no more being average, no more remaining the same. My goal is for you to improve. Know what's going on in this world. Be the best version of yourself. That's the goal. So take care. Wish you the best. I wish you success. And I wish you greatness. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.